ओम साई राम। मे बाबा गिव हिज ब्लेसिंग्स टू वन एंड ऑल इक्वली टुडे। लेट मी टॉक अबाउट द हैपनिंग ऑन 13th अक्टूबर as specified in the book Sai at 366, which talks about suppressor of time's grace. Matiram Mishra's life started like an ordinary man. At the age of 9 years, there was sacred thread ceremony and married at the age of 12. At the age of 18, he got a son. Without telling anybody, he left home for seeking the truth. Paramahansa Paramananda Swami initiated him as ascetic. Matiram Mishra has become Bhaskarananda Saraswati. He built an ashram at Kashi. Several people had his darshan and fulfilled their wishes. Once, a higher judicial officer had come to him with his mother. They were his dedicated devotees. The mother was crying at the feet of Bhaskarananda. He asked her the reason. She told that her grandson's lifespan is said to be 17 years only. 17 years will be completed within a very short span, she told. Every compassionate person melts for the crying of his devotee. Bhaskarananda has given her a word that he would live as long as I live in this world. He here refers to his grandson. That was enough for a devotee. They left the place prostrating him again and again. Some years passed. Bhaskarananda has transferred some of his age to the judicial officer's son. Bhaskarananda has got cholera disease. His soul was merged in God. At the same time, the son of this judicial officer passed away. That is, he fell down while riding a horse and left the mortal coil. Nanduram Marwadi's family is one of the houses Sai Baba used to go for bhiksha regularly. Plague broke out in Shirdi in the year 1911. With that fear, Nanduram got the fever and his eyes became red. These were the symptoms of plague, and hence he wanted to leave Shirdi and go to another village and sought the permission of Sai Baba. Then Sai Baba said, I would not allow the death to touch you until I die, assured Baba. He got the confidence with the assurance of Sai Baba. That Sai Baba's devotee passed away on October 13th, year 1946. This is what is Sai Baba's infinite grace. That's why Sai Baba was praised as Kala Darpa Damanaya Namaha, which means one who killed pride of God of death. Bow to Shri Sai, peace be to all. The moral of the story: great saints always try to support to the best to the demands, asks of their devotees, especially when it is made with genuine and wholehearted request. They melt completely and get the wishes of the devotees fulfilled. And when it comes to our Sadguru Sai Ma, he is softer than wax. He is always keen about the welfare of his devotees and his kids. He takes utmost care of their requirements and protects them in all ways. All that is required is Shraddha and Saburi to win over and to be at the feet of Baba forever. Another great incident to remember in the history of Sai Baba is keeping up to his word that he gave to Baijama or Baiza Akka. When Baijama or Baiza Akka was in her last minutes or was on her deathbed, she requested Baba to take care of her son Tatya. And Baba said and promised her not to worry about Tatya. He will take care of him as his own life. And we did see in reality that when Tatya was sick and was about to die, Baba protected him by exchanging his own life to him. That is our Sadguru. Jai Sai Ram. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com.